Greetings and welcome to the Blog Site Studio Show. I'm Mary Kane, here to help you build a better blog site. Today's post is called How to Start a Blog Podcast and Give Voice to Your Posts. I've been hearing about podcasts for so long, I thought by now the market would have dwindled, replaced by another new hot medium. But I was wrong. Podcasting didn't fade away. It got bigger. Now podcasts are everywhere, especially in blogs. Having hosted a radio show back in California, I used to think podcasting was as much work as radio programming, mixing conversation with music for an hour. I thought, I don't have time to produce that. I'm too busy blogging. After stumbling across enough blogs that featured an audio version of the posts, I realized that would be a perfect format for me. People can listen to my tutorial posts as they work. That's when I decided to dive into podcasting. Podcasting is the art of recording an audio file and making it available for download on the internet. What was known as audio blogging started back in the 1980s, but they became known as podcasts even before Apple released the first iPods in 2004. At that point, you could download a podcast via the new RSS feed format onto your iPod and listen to homemade shows anytime, anywhere. In addition to gaining more link juice, the main reason bloggers are podcasting is to expand their network of followers. And listening to the author's voice offers a little more intimate experience. Podcasts also allow the listener to multitask while listening. You can work on your blog's dashboard while listening to me describe the steps in each task. That's why I'm doing this. Here is how I started my podcast in less than 4 hours. Being a keep it simple kind of gal, I'm starting out on a low budget. I experimented with reading my post on my MacBook Pro and recording my voice in GarageBand using a cheapo microphone plugged into the microphone port. The sound was decent, but there was a swishy-whooshy sound in the background. Same with using the built-in computer microphone. And that was with the fan off. Being an avid fan of the iPhone voice memo, I tried recording into my ancient iPhone 4, which took a dunking this summer, by the way. The voice sounded a little tinier, and a nylon sock is helping to dampen the breath wind, but that recording turns out clean, almost broadcast quality. So that's what I'm going with for now. That's what I'm recording with at this moment. After I uploaded the voice memo into my iTunes library, I dragged the MP4 file to my desktop, and then I opened a new file in GarageBand and dragged the file into that. I add a couple bars of music to the beginning and end during my intro and exit, and adjusted the volume levels for each. Saving the MP3 at the best quality put my 6-minute recording in a 10 megabyte MP3 file, now to upload to a server. Since iTunes is not like YouTube and won't house my file on their server, I uploaded the file to my web server through WordPress. WordPress allows a 50 megabyte media upload, but uploading even 10 megabytes per show gives me pause. I hope it doesn't slow down the site. Once these episodes start piling up, I'll probably find another place to house them. The Media Manager in WordPress version 4.0 allows us to post playlists, so I attached a feature image, hit Create a Playlist, and inserted the playlist at the bottom of my post page. In the Media Manager, I also uploaded the cover image I created in Photoshop. 1400 by 1400 pixels is what iTunes requires, and it will reject your feed if the image is too small. If I was happy enough to just have my readers listening, I'd stop there. But I want to attract a new following, so I need to make it available where people expect to find it. To make my podcast more broadly available, I need to burn my feed. At FeedBurner, I strolled to burn a feed right this instant and entered my URL. This time I checked the I am a podcaster box, which gave me a slight thrill. Hey, I'm a podcaster. From there, I followed the steps to burning a feed. Step two was where I uploaded the link to the 1400 by 1400 pixel JPEG loaded on my BlogSite Studio server and chose my categories and keywords. Then I grabbed the feed to give it to iTunes. On the podcast page at the iTunes store, there is a Submit a Podcast link in the sidebar. After launching the app, I entered my feed address and then went through all the steps. Apple emails you when your podcast is officially up. The problem I encountered was how my title did not stick, so my feed is currently called No Title. Again, iTunes is not YouTube, and there's no settings page to update. So I'm waiting to get an answer to the emails I sent to Apple from their Report a Concern link. More on that later. Meanwhile, please subscribe to my podcast, No Title, the BlogSite Studio Show, so you can listen to me talk about all things blogging. And tell me about your adventures in podcasting. I'd love to know more about this enduring medium. Thank you for listening to the BlogSite Studio Show. You can read this post at blogsitestudio.com and subscribe at iTunes. And please follow me on Twitter and Facebook at BlogSite Studio. Theme music for today's show was produced by Howie Moskovich of H2M Sound. Happy blogging!